Kerrang Radio.
And I'm joined by Elizabeth Marcus, who's the director of the new film, No Manifesto, a film about Manic Street Preachers. I'm a big Manic Street Preachers fan. I imagine that you are too, is that right?
Indeed, indeed.
How did this project come about?
It came about because I was a fan, and I discovered the band in 2001 in America, and I did the internet research, you know. I heard the album This Is My Truth, Tell Me Yours after a friend recommended it to me. I thought James Dean Bradfield's voice was just beautiful. So I got curious about the band and I looked them up on the internet. And I had actually heard the story of Richie Edwards and his disappearance. I had actually heard that like a year before on a forum somewhere. And, you know, I was like, oh, it's the band with that guy. Then I saw some of the books that had been written about the Manics and the TV programs that had been done. And all of those treated the Manics as if the only thing that was really notable about them was the fact that they had the guitarist who disappeared, you know. And while it's easy to understand the interest in that kind of sensational story and that kind of mystery, especially, you know, a few years on, I really felt that there was more to the Manics than that. Okay. And I wanted to explore that. And also I had made many friends in the Manics fan community, and they were all really cool, interesting, colorful people. And it just seemed like a good subject for a film. And I didn't realize at the time how big a project it was going to turn out to be, but I wouldn't trade it for anything.
A lot of the filming you've done with the band itself seems to be done around the time of, say, 2007, 8. And it's coming out now in 2015. So, I mean, that is a really, really long time for to be working on a film. What took so long?
I started filming in 2002 with fans, and I did fan interviews, and then I made a pitch tape for the band to try and interest them. And they were interested, but they were making a new album at the time, and they didn't really have time to think about me or deal with me. So I had to be pretty patient and persistent about that. And then finally, the band decided that they wanted to participate. And we actually began filming in 2005. And the principal shooting was done between 2005 and 2007. And then Journal for Plague Lovers came out while we were finishing up editing the film. And then the Manics came to America. And those were two very significant things that obviously needed to be included in the film. And so we did some more shooting and we did some more cutting. And then we were ready to release the film and the economy collapsed.
Right, yeah.
And we had a backer, but he lost his money, so he couldn't back us. And we had spent all of our money making the film because it was entirely self-produced and self-financed. We were kind of in a pickle for a little while. So basically, it just took us a while to work out the financial issues. And during that time, we actually decided that we wanted to recut the film again because some of it was kind of dated. And, you know, we were able to really improve it, I think, by doing the recut, which we did a couple of years ago. I'm actually quite pleased, as it turns out.
Yeah.
Because also the other thing is the Manics have kind of come back around again now. So it seems perfect.
This sort of past maybe 18 months or 24 months, it's been an incredible time to be a Manics fan. You've had Futurology, which was amazing. We were on the film, obviously, before that. That was amazing. Obviously, the Holy Bible 20th anniversary reissue and the gigs. And they're obviously going back to America off the back of that, which I think has just gone on sale a couple of days ago, actually. So I see what you're saying. It's like an amazing time for this film to come out.
Seems like it. I mean, there were a few years there where it was very frustrating and we weren't sure whether it would ever happen. And then all of a sudden things started to fall into place and things have fallen into place in a big way. And all of the response that we've gotten has been very positive, which is very exciting. And I can't wait for people to see it, especially the fans who participated and were so generous with their time and enthusiastic in their encouragement. And I mean, it's a great fan community, and I'm really excited about it.
And some of those fans will be 10 years older now, won't they?
Yes.
So they'll probably forgotten what they even said about that.
Yes, there's been many comments on Facebook about, oh my God, what was up with my hair and stuff like that.
Manics fans are Manics fans for life, pretty much. And you don't really get as many bands who have such a committed and also diverse fan base as the Manics. Do you think you could have made any film like this about any other band?
I don't think so. For one thing, I'm not sure that in other fan communities, I'm not sure that there would have been people who would have gotten behind this project with the enthusiasm that Manics fans did. Because I think that to a certain degree, you know, the Manics started out with this, we're going to prove ourselves, you know, we're going to get in your face and show you what we're made of, you know. And I think that a lot of the Manics fans share that.
Obviously, the Manics have seen the film. What reaction have they given you?
It's been a positive reaction from their camp. I mean, I haven't spoken to them about it at length. They took a very hands-off approach to the project in general. Okay. They said, come in and film us and then go away and make whatever film you want. And that's really unusual. And I didn't think that they even meant it when they said that. But they absolutely did mean it. They have not wanted to have any kind of creative input. They're just, hey, you know, make your film. That's great. You know, we'd love to have a film because every great band needs to have a great film.
Thanks a lot for chatting to us. When can everyone see this film?
Tonight, it will be at the Corner House in Manchester. We'll have a special concert feature before the film and a question and answer after the film. And then an after party, Manic Street Mania after party, which is like a club night where they'll be playing music. I guess Manic's music and Manic's-related music. It'll be a big party. And then there will be some screenings the following week where there'll be question and answers. And there are many screenings actually scheduled. And you can find out information about the screenings at nomanifestofilm.com. And you will also be able to order the home video release featuring the full movie plus 95 minutes of extras. And that will be released on the 16th of February.
Wow, that's a lot of extras.
Yeah,
that's like,
well,
a whole other film.
I had a lot of fun stuff. And in fact, I have even more stuff that I'm going to be posting on the Facebook page in the coming months. Just fun clips that didn't fit into the movie or that are just of interest in general. Just stuff that I love that I want to share.
Elizabeth, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.